And we're not that. We're more interesting than that. And the way that we go into the world understanding is to have these contradictions in ourselves and see them in other people and not judge them for it, to know that in a world where debate has kind of fallen away and given way to shouting and bullying, that the best thing is not just the idea of honest debate, the best thing is losing a debate, because it means that you learned something and you changed your position. The only way really to understand your position and its worth is to understand the opposite. And that doesn't mean the crazy guy on the radio who's spewing hate. It means the decent human truths of all the people who feel a need to listen to that guy. You are connected to those people. They're connected to him. You can't get away from it. This connection is part of contradiction. It is the tension I was talking about, because tension isn't about two opposite points. It's about the line in between them, and it's being stretched by them. And we need to acknowledge and honor that tension and the connection that tension is a part of. Our connection, not just to the people we love, but to everybody, including people we can't stand and wish weren't around. The connection we have is part of what defines us on such a basic level. Freedom is not freedom from connection. Serial killing is freedom from connection.